Well, they're paying him a lot of money. He ought to like
him. $300 million.
One would think that would make you like him. Well, you know,
no.
For those of you who at this late date still don't know who to vote for president, of course, we told you yesterday. By the way, early voting started yesterday. I didn't have time yesterday. I'm going to vote today, though. I always vote early.
I do, too.
I like doing that.
I probably should give that a try.
Yep.
It's much more quicker.
It is. and you know, so just go do that. And don't forget, go all the way down to the bottom of the ballot, because you got city and school board races. And, Brian, you got city charter stuff in College Station. So all the way down, even if you vote a straight ticket. So anyhow, so yesterday we told you that Honey Boo Boo is supporting Obama, is that right?
Yes, okay. That is correct.
So if that wasn't enough, or if you're not a Honey Boo Boo fan, gosh, and why would you not be? The kids of the United States have now spoken, and President Obama is their choice, too.
Landslide on Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon's 2012 Kids Pick the President, Kids Vote. Since it began in 1988, kids have correctly picked the winner. Okay, fine. 5 out of the last 6 times. More than 500,000 votes were cast in the network's online poll. Okay, how often did mom and dad help? And number 2, why would it matter? And by the way,
considering this is also the group of people that strap people down on a picnic table and pour syrup on their bellies.
Oh, yeah, they do that, and then they get slimed and all that. Yeah, while they were voting, did they ask if they could have their allowance raised and their bedtime moved back? I mean, what else? Okay, oh, no, by the way, who do you think the president
That was the ballot initiatives
yes,
on the bottom.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Don't forget to go all the way to the bottom of the ballot. Yeah.
I'd be saying, well, Jimmy's older, and he gets 10 cents, so can I get some of his cents instead of just my 3 cents?
That's right, because fair has nothing to do with it.
No.
So the final debate last night, again, competing against just everything. You know, first of all, it was foreign affairs. I think I got a story in here that like 3.5% of the people care about foreign affairs.
That
anyway.
May be a little generous.
Yeah. And again, if they don't care after what happened in Benghazi, then you can bet that they really don't care. So you've already heard the quote about the bayonets and that kind of stuff. And so that's probably the one quote that comes out of this whole thing. But really, it was important. This is important stuff that we do need to be talking about. It probably was the least influential of the debates. Certainly, I think by every parameter they were talking about, this had the fewest tweets. And again, I guess we'll have some numbers this morning as far as that goes. The best moment, of course, when the president says, we have these ships that go underwater, nuclear submarines. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. The thing is, and you know, I guess that's okay, but remember that you're trying to persuade independent voters. And if they decide that was a little condescending or unpresidential, I don't know, maybe he hurt himself by doing that. I'm not sure. But Romney, for his part, pretty much just did a Me Too on a lot of that stuff. And, I mean, I can see the idea behind that, saying, okay, I've got pretty good numbers. I'm happy about this. I don't need to be in there trying to punch the president in the nose on a whole lot of these things. And I guess I was not watching the beginning of the debate. Apparently, that's the only time Libya was even mentioned.
Yeah, it was up front and then done.
Don't understand that. I thought that would be... But again, if Romney decides he doesn't want to be confrontational, then you mention it and you move on. Now, you said that you actually sampled the debate 2 different ways and it made a difference.
It was completely different, and I was surprised at how much. And, you know, after doing radio for a while, you kind of get in tune to what people sound like, obviously.
Right.
And having to run around some, I watched the first 10 minutes or so, jumped in the car, was driving, listening to the debate that way, and listening to it, the president was cleaning his plow.
Interesting.
And then watching it, because of Mitt's demeanor, he just seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
And it, for whatever reason, that because they show that split screen, it just really takes the edge off, or at least it did for me.
Well, and that is one of the things that they had discussed, is that I'm sorry, the president comes across quite often as arrogant by his demeanor. And he is still working on coming up with this default look.
His default look just looks very pious to me.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people don't like that.
I figured out the solution for all of this, though.
Okay.
I posted it on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Time.
All right. So
I want Arlie Ermey.
Oh, yeah.
To do the debates from now on.
Oh, I'd like that. Kind of just yell at them?
Every time they get off the topic of the question, just answer the question I asked Jack Wagon.
Yeah. Hey! Yeah.
Every single time. I think that would work.
Well, it'd be different.
Just to keep, because what they do is they take every single question and tip it towards what it is they want to talk about.
Yeah.
And I just want somebody once to go, that's not what I ask. Stop. Yeah. I'm going to turn your microphone off until you answer my question.
So this was supposed to be about foreign affairs, and somehow they got domestic policy in there.
Which and really, economics.
Yeah. Which really.
And it just frustrated the bejesus out of me.
Now, here's another one that you'll want to know. If Honey Boo Boo's not enough, and if the kids from Nickelodeon not enough, according to a study by a mobile advertising company that we're not going to mention because it doesn't matter. Smartphone users more likely to vote for President Obama in the upcoming election. 47% of the users surveyed said that they identified themselves as Democrats. Oh, well, that's the reason. There are more Democrats with smartphones? I guess they need the smartphones to be... No, I didn't. I didn't finish. And
probably just as well.
Yep, that's right. And don't forget, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles will be visiting the New Orleans Saints on November the 5th for Monday Night Football. Well, obviously both the president and Governor Mitt Romney want to reach out one more time to get those ESPN voters, too.
Sure.
Yeah, ESPN.
It's the only time guys are important.
President,
hey.
President
on television is absolutely true.
That's it. Presidential election is the following day, so... A source says ESPN has not made a final decision yet, but it appears likely that there will be a halftime interview, Chris Berman interviewing President Obama and Mitt Romney. So, Mr. President, you had your decision on that, and you went back. Is he going to have nicknames for him? Do we need to help him for nicknames?
Rumbling, bumbling, fumbling, stumbling.
Something, yeah. Hey, here we go. We got some polls for you. The Suffolk University poll shows Barack Obama with 47, and it shows Mitt Romney with 47. And the Monmouth University poll, a national poll, has Barack Obama with 45 and Mitt Romney with 45. Then the ABC poll has one guy at 51 and the other guy at 47.
All within the margin of error.
That's right. And the Quinnipiac CBS poll has one guy at 50 and one guy at 45. And it just says here, and I haven't seen any pictures, but it'd be interesting to know, somebody in Iowa has been creating crop circles that look like Mitt Romney. Wow.
It's not somebody.
Oh.
Those are aliens.
Oh, that's right. So maybe Romney has the alien vote.
That
space
could go
alien
so
vote.
Many ways.
Yeah, really.
Did you know you can get paid for spreading holiday...